Do you have a nickname you wish people would just forget? Or an embarrassing moment you wish people would quit bringing up? Well, I know how you feel, and so does Ruth. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. I need you to notice the way in which Ruth is described in the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 2. It says, Ruth the Moabite. The author doesn't want us to forget Ruth's background. The fact that Ruth was a Moabite was a constant in chapter 1. Naomi's sons married Moabite women. Naomi begged these women to go back to Moab. And then in the last verse of chapter 1, we get it again. Naomi returned and Ruth the Moabite with her. Okay, author, we get it. She's from Moab. Why do you keep banging this drum? The author keeps this on the forefront of our minds so that we will not forget that we're not dealing with a Jewish girl, but rather a woman from a cursed land, the land of compromise, a people whose origins were covered in utter shame and lewdness, and whose subsequent history had been one as opposed to the nation of Israel and the people of God. Not only that, but now Ruth the Moabite is a widow, no protection, no provision. And now she's in a foreign land, the only person she knows being Naomi, but everyone sure does know about her, that she's a Moabite. And now she's going to pick up scraps. She's not volunteering to go to the grocery store to shop so that Naomi will not have to. She's volunteering to go rummage through other people's trash in order to scrape up enough food to eat for the day. We're not talking about gaining a full belly, but rather eking out enough to live. That's her condition, a Moabite, a foreigner, a widow who is starving. But somewhere along the way, Ruth learned of the law in Israel that called upon farmers to leave some leftovers for the poor to pick up. And now Ruth's faith is activated. So Ruth sets out, not barging in, but seeking someone's mercy and grace. And verse 3 tells us that she went and gleaned. Ruth was faithful in trusting the Lord, even when the odds seemed stacked against her, and God's people provided just the type of grace she needed. I pray that your church is a people who provide for the down and out, but not just physically, but mainly spiritually. And I pray that your church is a people who are faithful in trusting the Lord, even when circumstances are against her. When you pray today, please remember B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Also remember the American Sign Language Life Word broadcast that's seen in the United States.